All right.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is Watchmen on the Wall. This is Watchmen on the Wall. This is Elder G. Bazaar coming to you from Warren, Ohio. This is the End Time Global Link Ministry. This ministry is global. Amen. Global. The gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. He's the only one can save, the only one that will be able to save, the only one that's able to sanctify, the only one that was crucified, died on Calvary, put in the grave on the third day morning, and rose on the third day, which is today. He got up out the grave 2,000 years ago. He's been out of the grave. He's not in the grave. He's not dead no more. He's not going to die no more. That was the first and the last time God will ever do that. Jesus Christ will never, 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 never die again for humanity. He died once and for all, and he's coming back. He's coming back to get a church without a spot or a wrinkle. There's a 2,000-year church age that has been almost fulfilled because every 2,000 years something happens. Something happens every 2,000 years, and biblical analysts and biblical seminars and biblical philosophers and theologians say that the Word of God proves that every 2,000 years something happened. And from Adam to Abraham is 2,000 years. From Abraham to the birth of Jesus Christ is 2,000 years. From the birth of Jesus Christ, the suffering of Jesus Christ, the death of Jesus Christ, the birth of Jesus Christ, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, 2,000 years. And from that to the second coming of Jesus Christ will be 2,000 years. So every 2,000 years, an event happens on the planet. And the end time period is the last time that God would intervene on mankind. He intervened on mankind. When Abraham was born, he intervened on mankind. When Jesus Christ was born, he's going to intervene on mankind again at the end of the tribulation period. He will come from heaven, the portals of glory, and judge the world in righteousness. But before he comes back again, before Jesus Christ comes back again, the world must be handed over to Lucifer. Lucifer, Satan, Beelzebub, the old red dragon, Apollyon, the destroyer, will have control of this planet Earth for 7 years. 7 years of judgment will occur upon this planet. I want you to know that because time is winding up. It's almost out of time. And before Christ comes back, the Antichrist will rise. I guarantee you, the Antichrist is here on this earth right now. And by him being on this earth right now, he's a full-grown man, and he's waiting for a proper time, and that proper time won't be fulfilled until, until the temple is going to be constructed. The red heifer is going to be brought forth, the Ark of the Covenant is going to be brought forth. The Jews are going to claim that this false Messiah that's coming on the scene is the true Messiah, and he will be a false Messiah. He will be an instrument and a tool of the devil. I'm here to tell you, we're in the last days, just before the rapture of the Church of the Living God. There's going to be a rapture, and this rapture will consist of born again, baptized, born again believers, baptized with the Holy Ghost, saved, S-A-V-E-D, sanctified, set apart, justified by faith. Jesus Christ will blow the trumpet, and all those that are dead in Christ, that died in Christ, and we that remain alive, shall be called to meet the Lord in the air. That is the rapture of the church. I'm letting you know that the rapture of the church will be before the tribulation period. The church will not go through the tribulation period. It's not going to be raptured in the middle of the tribulation. It won't be raptured at the end of the tribulation. It won't be raptured until the beginning of the tribulation. And then the church will be excommunicated and the Antichrist will rise. And when he will rise with a delusion, a concept, and trying to make the world believe that he is Jesus Christ. He will have a semi-peace plan. He will dazzle the world with his oratory talking. He will fool the world in believing with smooth talking and compromising words and words that soothe the people's ears that he is Jesus Christ, and the world will wonder after this man. He's a man. He's a human being. And he's alive today. And he's coming from the Western European common market. That's where he's coming from. According to the book of Daniel, he is coming from the Middle East. Now, that's Daniel talking. And Daniel said he will come out of the 10 European common markets. He spoke of the 11th horn that had eyes and spoke great things against the Most High. And when he comes, he's going to come speaking delicate words and words that amuse the people. And I'm here today that we're going to go into that a little bit as soon as Brother Tim come on. Amen. I want him to come on with me. He's supposed to be arriving pretty soon. I hope he's on. I'm going to check and see. Hey, Tim, you there? Amen. This is Elder Bazaar. I'm going to go on. My co-host is not here with me today. Amen. But we're going to go on with the word of God. We're going to speak what thus says the Lord. These are the times that we're living in. And these times are spoken in the book of Daniel. I want to get to the 7th chapter of Daniel. Those that are with me. Amen. Those that are with me. Amen. Will tell me. Amen. The 7th chapter of the book of Daniel. In the book of Daniel, we find the 7th chapter. The 7th chapter of the book of Daniel speaks of the last 4 empires up on the earth that will come before Christ comes. Before Christ comes first, Jesus Christ said, up on this rock, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And by him not being, amen, to come now, the Antichrist will come first, and he will dazzle the world, he will fool the world, he will trick the world in believing that this is the true Christ. So right now, amen, Christ will not actually come from heaven until the end of the tribulation period. After the 7 years are over, then Christ will come. But first, Christ will come. And he will dazzle the world because of the conditions of our society today, condition of our country, the condition of our states and communities, the problems that the social government is having, the problems that the economical having, the problems that the church world is having. The people today are in confusion. Some don't believe that he's coming. Some don't believe that he's coming for maybe another 30 or 40 years, but that's not true. Jesus Christ is coming very soon. And the world is going to understand more and more about it when the church is going to be excommunicated. The church of the living God. No specific denomination. No specific denomination, church, or the cult will be qualified to go to heaven. The only way that you can be qualified to go to heaven and live with Jesus and see God face to face, the only qualified way that God has planned was through his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the only way that a man, a boy or a girl or an old-aged person or a middle-aged person can ever enter the kingdom of God is through the blood of Jesus Christ and his crucifixion and his resurrection on this day that happened 2,000 years ago. That's the only way God had planned to redeem man back to God. The only redemption plan that God had. Now listen, God ain't got no other plan. God can't, he don't have no other plan but one plan that he had, foundations of the world. Before the foundations of the world was ever established, before he even created Adam and Eve, before he even spoke the world and the galaxies and the quasars and the cosmos, God only had one way to redeem man from sin, and that was his son, Jesus Christ, which is, good God Almighty now, Jesus Christ is God Almighty, period. I'll say that again. Jesus Christ is God Almighty in the flesh. He was born into the human race. He became man. He became flesh and blood. And by him becoming man, he could feel the tragedy that sin had been brought in the world by Lucifer. So when God became man, he became man because he had to become man so that he could know what it is to be human. Before he became human, he never knew what the human man felt like. He never knew what sin felt like, which he did know sin. He knew no sin. Sin underneath him, sin on him, but he never sinned, never could sin. He was spotless. He was righteous. He was holy. He was a holiest of the holies. He was God Almighty in the flesh. So when he became man, he became a sin offering for the sins of humanity. So he died for every living human being upon this planet. Now, you take a look at this. Christ died for every living human being upon this earth. He didn't die for the seed of Satan. He died for the seed of man. And man, since he had failed in the Garden of Eden and disobeyed God, Adam and Eve took part of the fruit of knowledge of good and evil and ate the fruit thereof, and by him eating the fruit thereof, the whole human race was cut off from God. You hear what I said? Cut off from God. Every baby that was born, the first babies that were born, did not know God. They were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And from that point, when Adam and Eve disobeyed God and ate the fruit of knowledge of good and evil, and since he was the head of all creation, the sin trait went through his body into his sperm, and that sperm is a sinful sperm. And when it impregnated a woman, that child that that woman brought forth were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. So every baby that was born is born in sin and shaped in iniquity. But yet still, that baby's sin that it carries, it's not that baby's fault that it was born in sin, and that baby has the Adamic nature of Adam. And because of Adam, that baby was born in sin, so beyond accountability, before accountability for that child, the sins of Adam that the child carries is covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. And if a baby dies at the age, before the age of accountability, that baby directly goes to heaven. Why? Because Jesus Christ died for the Adamic nature that that baby has until that baby gets to the age of accountability. And that's between the ages of 12 and 13 years old. So at the age of 12 and 13 years old, that baby is no longer a baby. It is a teenager. And that teenager is in the Jewish tradition is called Bar Mitzvah. And that baby, that girl that's born is responsible for their own personal sins. Because Apostle Paul said, when I knew what the law was trying to tell me, I died. Lord, have mercy. So when that boy or girl get the age of accountability, which is the age between 12 and 13, person dies. Because the law said, thou shalt not. And the very thing that the law says, the flesh, the spirit breaks that law, and so the law tells you that you need someone to redeem your soul from what? The law. And when you receive Christ, amen, you're no longer under the law. You're under grace and truth. And grace and truth did not come by Moses. Grace and truth came by the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because the law killeth. But the spirit of grace gives life. So whatever you think that you can keep the law, the Bible said if you offend one in one law and break one law, you're guilty of them all. So the Bible said we all have sinned. And the law is a schoolmaster to lead us to Jesus Christ, to recognize that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so that's why the Bible says if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead by his shed blood on Calvary's cross and his resurrection, thou shalt be saved. And when the Lord saved you, he saved your soul. Your soul is what Christ died for. He died for your very spirit and your very soul, so that when he died, he paid the price for sin. So now the Holy Spirit can live inside of you and cleanse your soul and your spirit of all your sins, and you can receive eternal life forever. So you're saved by the grace of God forever through eternity. Why? Because the Bible says, we're saved by faith through grace. Neither are we saved of our own, not by works, but by the grace of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So when Christ comes back to rapture the church, a lot of babies going to be missing from this planet Earth. Because those babies that never got to the age of accountability, and only God knows exactly the age of accountability. And according to the scripture, Paul said, when I found out what the law was telling me, I died. And between, like I said, between the ages of 12 and 13, amen, I died. Because I found out that the law said, thou shalt not have no other God before me. And I know before I was saved, I had my little gods before the true God. But when I got saved, I grew in the grace of God. Now I know I only have one God. I have no other God before me. I worship the Lord day and night. I honor him. I respect him. I accepted his son, Jesus Christ, at the age of 9 years old. And by that, my soul has been saved from the age of 9 until this present day. And Jesus Christ said, I will never leave you, neither will I forsake you. Lo, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. And now he's been with me, and he said, he'll never leave me, nor will he forsake me. So one thing about this rapture, they clear this thing up. All the underage children that have not gained to the age of responsibility and accountability, when the rapture of the church occurred, that blood that Jesus Christ shed on Calvary's cross is covering them. And it's covering them by the grace of God till they get the age of accountability. Then that the Bible will quote to you, you must be born again. So thank God for that opportunity, because Christ died. He died for past sins, he died for present sins, and he died for future sins. So a lot of people are trying to figure out what this rapture is all about. Some say that it's going to happen in the middle of the tribulation. Some say it's going to happen at the end of the tribulation. Some say it's going to happen during the millennium reign, post-tribulation, mid-tribulation. But the Bible teaches there is a pre-tribulation. The church will not, cannot, impossible to go through the tribulation period. In fact, the tribulation period does not belong to the church. You hear what I said? The tribulation period does not belong to the church. The church has been preaching the gospel for 2,000 years, the gospel of grace. From 33 A.D. to 2021, the gospel has been preaching over that period of time. And at the same time, the gospel of the devil has been preaching. He's been preaching his message, and Jesus Christ is preaching his message. And the message of the devil is, you don't have to go to the cross to receive salvation. I got your own salvation. I got my own way. I want you to try to work your way to heaven. I want you to try to go to heaven off of your education. That's not salvation. That's damnation. Salvation is through the blood. Damnation is without the blood. For without the shedding of blood, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. There's no way man can be made free from sin, death, and hell but by the blood of Jesus Christ. So if Jesus Christ is coming back, you got to realize before he comes back to earth and his seat steps on the top of the Mount of Olives, there is a 7-year tribulation period in which the Jews, listen to me now, the Jews will be able to preach the gospel during the tribulation. The church age is over. The church will not preach the gospel during the tribulation. The church, the only people on this planet right now, this day, that's going to preach the gospel during the tribulation period is the Jewish people will have the last 7 years of preaching the gospel of the kingdom. And that is, they will preach that Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, is the true Messiah, the one that died on Calvary's cross, and he's coming back to set up a millennial kingdom. That's what the Jews are going to preach during the tribulation period. And since the church will not be here, they will be in heaven. They will be in H-E-A, capital H-E-A-V-E-N. They will be in heaven receiving their rewards and being judged by the righteous judge, Jesus Christ, will have the church stand before the beam of seat of Christ. And everybody, listen to me now, everybody that receive Christ before the rapture. People who got saved before the rapture occur will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. We that remain alive shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, and we all shall meet the Lord in the middle of the air. And those that did not receive Christ during the church age period will be left here. Those that did not receive Christ during the church age period will be left here. All the unbelievers that confess Jesus Christ with their mouth, but their hearts were far from them, will be left on this earth to face the Antichrist. The Antichrist was basically described by a man named Daniel in the Old Testament. And I'm going to read out of the book of Daniel, the seventh chapter of Daniel gives us a picture of the Antichrist coming from Western Europe. In the year, first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and a vision of his head up on his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matter. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heaven stole upon the great sea. And four beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. These four beasts came up in the Old Testament times. The Old Testament times, there was four kingdoms up on the earth that came forth, but they didn't last long. And the Bible says, the first was like a lion and had eagle wings. And I beheld the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon the feet as a man. And a man's heart was given to it. That's the first beast. That first beast that was up on earth during the time of Israel's captivity was named Babylon. The Babylonian Empire was ruled by Belshazzar. And he was like a lion, king of the jungle. He ruled. He had a set of eagle wings. And I beheld till his wings there were plucked, and he lifted up from the earth and made to stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given into it. This is Belshazzar. Belshazzar had a problem. Now, that problem was he was lifted up by pride. And that pride caused God to bring him down until he became a beast of the field. And he grew wings of an eagle, of a feather of an eagle. And he was insane. For 7 years, he ate grass until dew fell upon his back. And God kept him in that position for 7 years until Belshazzar recognized that there's the God in heaven that rules over him. And by his pride, he was humbled himself. And God restored the kingdom upon him. And he was restored and walked upright again because he was down on his four hands and knees eating grass for 7 years. 7 years he suffered because he got beside himself because of the great kingdom that he had. And God brought him down to size. And when God brought him down to size, he recognized that the God of heaven can set up kingdom. God of heaven can tear down kingdoms. God in heaven can pull out men. God in heaven can put men in. And so now he's recognizing that this God of heaven is an awesome God. This God of heaven is a loving God. This God of heaven is a forgiving God. And he would restore it into his kingdom. And Daniel said, behold, I saw another beast, a sucking like a bear. And it had raised up on itself on one side, and it had three ribs in his mouth of it, between the teeth of it. And they said thus into it, arise and devour much flesh. This year, kingdom was known as the Media and Persian Empire. And these were savage people. These were people who had no regard of the Jewish race. These are the people that hates the Jews. These are the people that today is called Iran and Iraq. And these people come from Ishmael and come from the seed of Abraham. And in that day, they were enemies of Israel. Even to this day, Iraq and Iran is enemy to Israel. And even Iran today wants to wipe the Jews off of the face of the earth and destroy the Jewish nation, because Satan knows that the Jews is God's chosen people. And that's the only nation God used up on the planet to reveal his holiness, to reveal his power, to reveal his love, to reveal everything to the Jews, so the Gentiles could understand that this God that the Jews are worshiping and honoring is the true God of Israel, and he's the true God of the universe, and he's the true God of our cosmos, and he's the same God before the world began, and he's the same God when the world can no longer stand no longer. He never changes. He's an omnipotent God. He's a loving God. He's a merciful God. He's a just God. And God used Israel to show the other heathen nations that all these gods that they have, all these gods that the heathen nations have, the Gentile gods, the gods that they set up statues, the gods that can't talk, can't walk, can't see, the God that they worship, through offering sacrifices of babies and drinking their blood. They worship these gods. They worship the goddess. They worship false gods. They worship demons and devils that Satan has in plot, that men may be deterred from the true and living God. And so the Media and Persian Empire was haters of the Jewish people. The day that they came out of the land of Egypt and settled in the land flowing with milk and honey, the Iraqis and the Iranians want to get rid of the Jews. Even today, the Iranians are setting up an atomic nuclear waste plant to make plutonium, to make a bomb. So they say they're going to blow the Jewish nation right off the face of the map right now. This is what the Iranians are planning to do in these last and evil days that we're living in, because the devil knows that time is short, the day is far spent, and there's no time to waste. So now we're living in 2021, and the Middle East is becoming a hot spot because the nations of the world want to get rid of the Jews. They wanted to get rid of the Jews from the time of the Egyptians, the time of the Assyrians, the time of the Babylonians, the time of the Iraqis and Iranians, the time of the Grecian Empire, and the time of the Roman Empire. The nations of the world is trying to eliminate the Jew, because Satan knows that the Jews is God's chosen people, and that the Jews wrote the Holy Bible as God moved upon holy men and give them inspiration to write the Holy Word of God, and that Jesus Christ came down through 42 generations through the Jewish nation, and the devil knows that when Christ is going to come, and when he died, they tried to wipe them off the face of the earth, but when they killed him, he got up on the third day morning with all power in heaven and earth in his hand. And the devil in hell knows he done lost. Satan knows he done lost. Satan got the world believing that this Antichrist is the true God, and this Antichrist is a fake quack, an instrument that the devil going to use in the last days. All the preachers that have been preaching from the time that John wrote Revelation, they need to read Revelation, because Revelation tells you exactly what will happen in the last days just before the rapture of the church. Because when the rapture of the church comes, the false Christ will arise, and he will arise out of the Western Europe government. He will come from amongst the 10 European common market nations. And we're going to get down there to a little further. We're going to break that down for you. The three ribs in this bear's mouth, Median Persian Empire, mean they was bloodthirsty. Bloodthirsty. They are willing enough to kill anybody. You hear what I said? They kill babies, they kill women, they kill men, they kill anything that goes against their government and goes against their religion. That's what the Muslim will do. The Muslim will kill you, and they want the Jews out of the way. Because as long as the Jews are in the land flowing with milk and honey, they can't do nothing but be defeated by Jesus Christ, which is a Jew, is going to fight for Israel in the last days. Because the nations of the world do not want to stand on the side of the Jewish people. And the Jewish people is the only people that God gave salvation to the Jews first. And by the Jews rejecting the salvation that Jesus Christ came to his own, and his own received them not, he gave them power to become the sons of God. And by the Jews rejecting Jesus Christ, he cut the Jews off at the cross. And by he cutting them off the cross, he went to the Gentiles. And since 33 A.D., 34 A.D., since that time, the church was grafted in to the original branch, and the church is consistent more today of Gentiles than Jews. But Jews still can get saved and be born again into the church, because Jews have to be saved too. Because Israel has to come back to the land and be born again as a nation. Because Israel as a nation rejected Jesus Christ. But there is a remnant of Jews that have received Christ today that belongs to the body of Christ. When Jesus Christ comes, they're going to be raptured with the church, because you're neither Jew nor Gentile. You're both one in the church. But the nation of Israel will be left here on this earth, and by them being left on this earth, they got a seven-year mission to do. You hear what I said? I said Israel got a seven-year mission to do. They got a mission in the last 7 years that man will be on this planet. I want to let you know, this is the last generation that I will ever see. And this generation started in 1948. From 1948 to 2018 concludes with a 70 years that the Jews have been a nation in Israel. And Jesus Christ says, when you shall see the fig leaf budding, you shall know that the time is near. What is the fig leaf? What is the fig tree represent? The fig tree represents Israel. And Israel start budding in 1947 and 48. Israel became a nation in 1948. President Harry S. Truman declared by the Declaration of Independence and signed it and told the nations of the world the Jews have a right to be in their land in 1948, and they became a nation for the first time. For the first time since 606 B.C. until 1948, Israel became a nation, a period of over 2,500 years. Israel almost lost her identity. But in 1948, the beginning of the last generation, this generation is the last generation. There's no other generation after this one. Because Christ said, when this generation comes to the close, then you will know that the time is now. And a generation, according to the word of God, is between 70 to 80 years. So we live in 70 years. We don't live one generation, and we got at least 10 more years to conclude the full term of a generation. And this generation, there's none like it. There's none like it. The Bible says that the time would come when men shall increase with knowledge and wisdom, and many shall run to and fro. And the world today is running to and fro, and knowledge has been increased. And men have come so wicked and so debauchery and so evil and so mean and so cruel is that it was in the days of Noah. So shall it be when the Son of Man comes. We're living in an age where people are killing people. People are killing babies. People are killing their children. People are teaching all kind of false doctrines and lies. They're telling the world that there's no God. They're telling the world that there's no hell. They're telling the world, live the way you want to live and do what you want to do and have no regard that there's a God in heaven who sits and answers prayer. And God is not pleased with this generation. This generation is totally almost in a depravity state. And the reason why, because we're living in that very last generation. The rapture lasts 7 years, and you add it on to 2021, you got 2028. The 80 years will be fulfilled completely. One generation will be fulfilled between 2028 and 2029. And between that time, there's going to be a tribulation period of 7 years. And these 7 years are getting ready to be fulfilled. The world today, I say the world today is looking for a superhuman man to come on the scene to rule the world. People are tired of politics. People are tired of voting. People are tired of trying to put the right man in office. People are tired of being tired. People are weary. People are undecided. People are living in fear. People are losing their mind. People are killing and murdering and raping and having all kinds of sin to deal with. And the world is saying, keep on going. Keep on going. But the word of God tells the world to repent. And the world says, we're not going to repent. We're not going to turn from our wickedness. We're going to keep on doing our wickedness. And as we go into this tribulation, which has not occurred yet, the tribulation has not occurred, but it's on the verge of occurring. Everything has been set in order. But if the church cannot be removed until everything is set in order. There's some few things that have to be adjusted before the rapture. And that is the Abraham covenant. The Abraham covenant has to be adjusted. The nations of the world are going to sign a covenant with the Antichrist. And the Antichrist is going to make a covenant with the nations of the world and tell the Jewish people that he will protect them for 7 years. That's a lie. He is not going to protect them for 7 years. He's telling a lie because he wants to convince them that he is the Christ. And once he tries to convince them and get them in his claws, he's going to turn on them. But now the Antichrist is alive. We're going to get into it a little deeper, and I'm going to break it down for you so plain that you ain't going to believe it. So the Muslim world is going to try to devour Israel because they're bloodthirsty and they're blood hungry to get rid of the Jewish people. And they can't get rid of the Jewish people because the Jews are going to be preaching the gospel during the tribulation period. As they preach the tribulation period, this will give the world an opportunity for the last time to hear the gospel through Israel. Israel have 490 years to finish their mission that God promised them that he would let them do. And God let Israel fulfill the first 483 years that he's going to deal with the Jews. But during the time of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, God Almighty cut the Jews off short of 7 years. Short of 7 years. Short of 7 years. He cut the Jewish nation off. But he promised them that he would deal with them for 490 years. So God owed the Jewish people 7 years to preach the gospel up on this planet. He's going to give them 7 years. The church will not be preaching the gospel with the Jewish nation. As I said before, they will be in heaven getting their rewards while the Jewish will be on earth preaching the gospel of the kingdom. And you say, Brother Bazaar, what gospel are you talking about? Where in the Bible does it say that the Jews will preach the gospel? Go to the book of Revelation, end time apocalyptic judgment that God is getting ready to bring up on the planet. If you'll go to the 7th chapter of Revelation, the 7th chapter of Revelation gives you the introduction of the presentation of the Jewish people and the nation. 144,000 Jews will be preaching the gospel after the rapture of the church, after the body of Christ is removed from the planet, after the truth of number 9, the dead in Christ arise, and we that remain alive shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, and the world will be handed over to Satan full blast. But at the same time, God will have 144,000 witnesses, Jewish witnesses, that will preach the gospel of the kingdom for 1,260 days, equals 42 months, equals 3.5 years, equals times and times and dividing time. So 3.5 years, the Jewish nation will preach the gospel to the 144,000. And here is the introduction in the 7th chapter of Revelation. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the four winds should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried. This is not symbolic. This is authentic realization that an angel is going to seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice. The angel cried to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. These angels will tell the four angels that hold back the wrath of God before he pulls it up on the earth. He tells the four angels, don't do nothing yet. I got to seal 144,000 Jews. And God knows exactly where they're at. He knows exactly their calling. God is going to use the 144,000 Jews to preach to the whole round world. My God, my God, my God. The iPod, the porter, the TV, the internet, every modern day elite state of the art communication instrument will be used. Widescreen TV sets on your telephone, TV sets on your iPod and in your Instagram and on your Twitter and on your YouTube and on your Facebook, will be able to pick up all the preaching that the Jews are going to preach for what? They're going to preach for 3.5 years. You hear what I said? 3.5 years. 144,000 Jews are going to preach. And the angels said to the four corners, angels on the four corners of the earth, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, until we have sealed the servants. These are servants of our God in their forehead. God is going to seal them. He's going to put a mark upon them. And that seal means he's going to put the mark of the Holy Spirit upon them, because they're going to be men filled with the Holy Ghost, filled with God's Spirit, filled with the shed blood of Jesus Christ, filled so much that nobody will be able to resist them. Having sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard John the Revelator walks and talks, and he wrote, and I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there was sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. And out of each tribe, the first tribe, the tribe of Judah, 12,000. The tribe of Reuben, 12,000. The tribe of Gad, 12,000. The tribe of Asher, 12,000. Tribe of Nephilim, 12,000. The tribe of Manasseh, 12,000. The tribe of Simeon, 12,000. The tribe of Levi, 12,000. The tribe of Issachar, 12,000. The tribe of Zebulun, 12,000. The tribe of Joseph, 12,000. The tribe of Benjamin was sealed, 12,000. These 12,000 times 12 equals 144,000 Jews that will preach around the world. You hear what I said? God is going to make sure that the Jewish people fulfill their 70 years of preaching the gospel, because he owed them 490 years, and the 483 years were cut off at the cross. So God owes the Jews a 7-year period in which they can preach the gospel out of 144,000 Jews. CBS, ABC, KDKA, every TV station, oh my God, every TV station in the United States of America. You hear what I said? Every TV station in the United States of America is going to be covering these 144,000, because they're going to start in Jerusalem and they're going to preach around the world. God is going to do them like he did them on the day of Pentecost. They all were filled with the Holy Ghost. And when they were filled with the Holy Ghost, the Jewish nation went outside and preached the gospel. And at that same day, 3,000 souls will be saved. But they're not just going to preach that one day. They're going to preach 1,260 days, 3.5 years. Now, think on that. That's what the world is going to be hearing after a while. They're going to be hearing the Jews preach the gospel of the kingdom. They're going to preach that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, that he's coming back to set up the millennial kingdom, the government of God, the utopia, the theocracy government. God is going to set up a theocracy government in Jerusalem, and he's going to rule and reign on this earth for 1,000 literally years. You hear what I said? 1,000 literally years. He's going to rule and reign with a what? A rod of iron. He's going to rule with a rod of iron. And by him ruling with a rod of iron, they tell me it's going to be a change generation. Because when that time comes, the devil himself will be put before the millennium reign. The devil will be put in the bottomless pit. The devil, Beelzebub, the wicked one, Lucifer, comes the word Luciferians, demons and devil worshipers, the whole band of one-third of the angelic hosts of heaven will be cast into the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. And Jesus Christ will rule in Jerusalem for 1,000 years. So the Iranians are planning now to attack Israel. And Israel is going to defend themselves. And it's going to start World War III. And World War III will consist of Russia coming into action. 38 and the 39th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, you will read about Russia coming down from the northern parts attacking Israel. And when they make that attack, God is going to cause a great earthquake in the land so terrible that men are going to be wiping out their own men. Men are going to be killing each other because of the derision that God is going to bring upon this army that's going to come from the north. And the northern is Russia. Russia do not want Israel to exist. They want to come down and take everything they have got, take the oil, take all their vegetation, take their cattle. They want to try to rule the Middle East, because if Russia gets in there and take control of the Middle East, they can rule three continents. They can rule three continents because Israel is the center of the earth where three continents meet together. And Russia says, if I can get that, I can rule America, South America, Canada, because he will have control of oil and everything. And God said, if you touch Israel, if you mess with my people, you mess with the apple of mine eye. You're messing with my pupil. You're going to make my eyes water. And when God's eyes start watering over Israel, he's going to stomp the earth and make it quake so bad that men are going to call out to the mountains. Men are going to run from here and there. So this 144,000 is going to preach when the church is gone. So now Israel is in charge of preaching the gospel. And John backs up Daniel. And Daniel in the 6th chapter, 7th verse said, and after this, beheld, lo, another like a leopard, which had upon his back of it 4 wings of a fowl, and the beast had 4 heads, and dominion was given it. That is the Grecian Empire. That's Alexander the Great. Alexander the Great was a man that had so much ambition that he thought he could rule the world. He went from the west to the east and got down there by the Danube River and fell on his knees and cried because he had nothing else to come. But he died at an early age because he thought he was a god. He thought he could rule the world, and he failed. And they tell me the Grecian Empire was a persecutor of the Jewish people. So you got the Jews being persecuted under every Gentile nation and kingdom that was up on the earth. And after this, I saw in a night vision, behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devour and break in pieces and stamp the residue with his feet of it. And it was deferred from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. This beast started with the Roman Empire The Roman Empire lasted about 700 years. The Roman Empire was here when Jesus Christ came, born in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. When Jesus Christ came, the Roman government was in charge of almost all the world in the East and the West. And by this, when Christ came, he came right in the midst of the peak of the Roman Empire. And the Roman Empire realized that the Jews were talking about a king coming. And they didn't want this king to come. Herod didn't want this king to come. But he came anyway, and by him coming, Herod got so scared that he killed all the firstborn under 2 years old during the time of Jesus Christ. When he was a baby, he put out a petition that said, kill all the children under 2 years old, and they wiped out every baby and slaughtered every baby, Jewish baby, up and down the Mediterranean coast. Every baby that was, had every tribe that had babies under 2 years old, he went out and tried to wipe out all of them because he wanted to try to kill Jesus. And he missed because God gave Joseph a vision and told, gave him a dream and told him to go to Egypt and wait till Herod is dead. And that's what Joseph did. They stayed in Egypt until Herod was dead. Then he came back and dwelt in Nazareth. Satan wanted to get rid of Jesus. He didn't want him to come. He didn't want him to do what Christ said he was going to do. Why he hate the Jews? Because the Jews is the only nation that brought salvation to my soul through Jesus Christ, through his burial, death, and resurrection. By saving my soul and the problems that they had to go through, Christ came into the world. When he came into the world, he came to his own, but his own received him not. But the Roman government was the most dreadful kingdom up on the face of the earth. But the Roman government failed. And when it failed about 456 A.D., the Roman government was burned to the ground. Nero was killed. And Rome fell. When it fell, it was dormant for 1,000 some odd years. It was dormant until, listen to me, until the revival of the Roman Empire. When was the revival of the Roman Empire? The Roman Empire was revived in 1948. The Roman Empire was on a revival plan. They was going to revive the Roman government, and this Roman government would move into a new world order, a one world order. And since 1948 until now, the new world order is in place. Three things happened in 1948. The birth of Israel, revival of the Roman Empire, and the new world church, which consisted of unregenerated non-believers that do not accept the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, died and rose from the grave, got up on the third day morning, with all power in heaven and earth, ascended back to heaven. He quoted up on the rock, I'm going to build my church, and the church is being built right now. Every time somebody gets saved, the church is being built. It's been built not out of bricks, not out of wood, not out of benches, not out of the pulpit. It's been built out and from the blood of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ has almost got his church that he's going to rapture after a while. But right now, three things happened in 1948 that's been fulfilled today. And that is the birth of Israel as a nation, the birth of the revived Roman Empire, and the birth of the New World Order. and now is at a peak right now where it's coming in to a place where it's almost ready to take shape and move on in to the tribulation period. Because every false church does not teach and preach and live the whole doctrines and ordinance and the word of God, guess what? You're out of shape. And the greatest doctrine in the Bible, let me tell you what it is. The greatest doctrine in the Bible, I mean there's nothing else no greater than this. And that's the doctrine of the Godhead. That's the doctrine that the Bible tells me that God Almighty came to earth born of a woman. God became man. That's a high doctrine, buddy. In other words, Jesus Christ is God Almighty in the flesh. And Jesus Christ suffered for the sins of the world, which was God Almighty himself, nobody else. When he went down in the grave, he said, I got power to lay down my life, and I got power to pick it up again. I receive this of my Father. I receive this of myself. That's what he's saying. I and my Father are one. The works that I do is not I that the Father does in me. He said, Father, if it's thy will, let this cup pass from me. God was telling himself, his son was telling himself, if there's another way that I can suffer other than the cross, let me take that route. And Jesus said, not my will, but your will be done. And the Lord God Almighty went to the cross through his son, Jesus Christ, not another person, same person. God himself made an atonement for our sins. He paid the price on Calvary's cross. He shed his blood, that through his blood we can be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. He shed his blood because there was no other way that a man can be reconciled to God but by the blood of Jesus Christ, not by the Catholic, not by the Baptist, not by the Methodist, not by Jehovah's Witness, not by the Scientology, not by Taoism, not by Buddhism, not by no religion or form of any other doctrine in the Bible that man can be saved but through the name of Jesus Christ, and that's it. This world empire that's coming on the scene right now will stamp the residue of the earth. The devil is going to try to damn every human being on this planet. And he's going to use the economy. He's going to use the religious. He's going to use the economically everything to control mankind. And this mankind is the Roman Empire revived, starting with the 10 European common market nations. And John and Daniel said, and I saw, and I considered the horns. Behold, there came up among them another little horn. Another little horn came up, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and his mouth speaking great things against the Most High God. My Lord, my Lord. Do you know what he's saying? I'll tell you what he's saying. He is saying that in 1948, first three horns that came on the scene first three horns that came on the scene was Netherlands in 1948. Brussels, January 1st, 1948. Luxembourg came on the scene January 1st, 1948. Three nations, which are the three horns spoken by Daniel the prophet, came on the scene. From 1948, we go to 1952. Three more came. May the 27th, 1958, Ketley came. In 1952, May the 27th, West Germany came. In 1952, May the 27th, France came in. That makes six. Later on, three more came on. In 1973, January the 1st, Dublin came in, Ireland came in. In 1973, January the 1st, Great Britain came in. In 1973, Denmark came in. They missed nine. After the nine had got in, in 1981, the last one that came in was January the 1st. 1981 in Greece was the 10th horn, the 10th crown, the 10 kings, and the 10 toes. 10 is world number of dominion. Now, Daniel said, I saw these kingdoms come, and the last one that came on the scene was 1981. And 1981 was the last kingdom to revive the Roman Empire back into the number one kingdom that will cause the world to go into the New World Order and the One World Government. That's 10. And then Daniel said, I saw another little horn that came up amongst them. Now, this little horn that came up makes the 11th horn that came up amongst the 10 horns. That 11th horn, the Bible said, behold, in this horn were eyes, showing that this horn has an intelligence. This horn represents humanity. Of a man and a mouth that speak great things. So this 11th horn that came up amongst the 10 horns came up in 1986. It came up in 1986. And this horn will be the horn in which Antichrist will come out of. The Antichrist will come out of this nation. What is the nation, preacher? The nation in which this horn will come out of, the country's name and its location is Spain. Spain. Spain is the country in which the Antichrist will arrive. He will arrive on the scene pretty soon. He's at the right age. He's got the requirement exactly as the Bible says he would have. A military genius. A man to know how to speak 10 different languages. He come out of the Catholic religion. He's the son of Juan Carlos. That was to take over Spain in 1975 by Generalissimo Franco. Generalissimo Franco gave Juan Carlos the kingship after he died, and he became the king of Spain. He would have to become the king of Spain for 10 years and bring Spain out of socialism and fascism and Marxism. And Juan Carlos brought democracy back into Spain. When he brought democracy back into Spain in 1986, it joined the European common market as the head of the other 10 horns that were before him. Now this man will speak great things against the Most High, and he will blaspheme God Almighty. He is the king of Spain today because his father had got up in age. He's 80-some years old, and he gave the throne to his son. And his son was born in 1968. From 1968 until this day, he would be about 53 to 54 years old. He is the king of Spain now. He is considered to be the king of Jerusalem because his father was considered as being the king of Jerusalem. But the kingship was handed over to his son. And his son's name is King Felipe. King Felipe of Spain. Standing 6'6". Debonair. Smart. He's been ruling Spain since 2014 because his father gave it to him until 2021. And he's still the king of Spain. And pretty soon he's going to open the door just after the rapture of the church, and he's going to step on the scene. When he steps on the scene, the world is going to be surprised to see him coming, and they're going to believe that he is actually Jesus Christ. He will go to Jerusalem and claim to be the king of Jerusalem, and the Jews will welcome him. They will be admired by him. They will build a temple in which they will bring their heifer cow back, and they will burn it. They will put water and oil in it and sanctify the temple, and they will bring the old judicial Judaism back. They tried to bring it back, but they can't bring it back no more. They cannot go back in Judaism because no longer God will accept the blood of animals and turtle doves and goats and heifers and bullocks. No longer God will accept the Old Testament rules and regulations in the sacrificial death. No longer men have to kill goats and turtle doves and lambs and red heifers for the sacrifice of blood, because that was only a temporary shadow of the ultimate sacrifice in which Jesus Christ came. And when he came, he said, eat this bread and drink the fruit of the vine, for this is showing my death until I come back again. And he said, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. He said, the blood of goats and turtle doves is no longer in use, because when Jesus Christ was hung on Calvary's cross, they tell me the temple, the veiled temple, went from top to bottom, and they tell me the holies of holies is no longer the one that you should go to. The holies of holies is Jesus Christ, because he done shed the blood on Calvary's mountain. And since he done shed the blood on Calvary's mountain, there's only one way man can come back to God. He got to come through Jesus Christ. And this Christ, false Christ, is coming on the scene. The first 3.5 years of rule, he He will deceive the world in believing that he is actually Jesus Christ. And the world will believe that he is Jesus Christ. And this false Christ will have no evidence that he was nailed to a cross. He have no evidence of nail prints in his feet. He have no evidence that no nail prints in his head. He have no evidence that there was whips on his back and a crown of thorns was flat on his head. He has no evidence. And the world will accept him as being Jesus Christ. That's what Jesus said, many shall come in my name, saying that they are Jesus Christ. And he tells us, don't believe none of them. They are liars. They are deceitful workers of iniquity. And he said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Because they won't receive the love of the truth, I'm going to send them a strong delusion that they'll believe in a lie rather than the truth. And the world today believes in nothing but lies. If you lie, you'll have a great following. If you lie, you'll have friends. But if you will tell the truth, you ain't going to have nobody. Because the men love darkness rather than light. Because their deeds and their works are evil. So the European carbon market is here. The New World Order is here. The United States is getting ready to join the New World Order. The New World Order is already on the back of the $1 bill. It's already got print prophecies on the dollar of on the $1 bill. The New World Order, the pyramid, the one eye. That one eye represents deity. And the devil considers himself as being a deity. He considers himself to be God. But what that money is telling you as Bible prophecy, telling the world there's a new world order coming in which the world will fall under the mark of the beast. That's what I said. The world is getting ready to fall under the mark of the beast. Because before he becomes a beast, he's considered the Antichrist. The Antichrist is anti-God, anti-holiness, anti-cross, anti-blood, anti-righteousness, anti-against God. That's what anti means, against God. Anti means somebody trying to take the place of God. And the devil has been trying to take the place of God for 6,000 years, been trying to be like God, talk like God, do miracles like God, have music like God, but the music that Satan played comes from the pits of hell. It's unrighteous. And the world loves the devil. The world loves the devil. And you can see why it loves the devil, because they love to do wickedness, and people don't want to turn from their wicked ways. Some people rather die and go to hell and cry out saying, why am I here? The reason that you're here is because you rejected the ultimate sacrifice of repenting of your sin and turning from your wicked ways and believing with your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. That's why you're in hell. You're going to hell because you reject Christ. You reject his blood. And there's no blood. There's no sacrifice. Angels cannot redeem mankind. God cannot redeem wicked angels. God cannot redeem the devil. In other words, God cannot save the devil. He's unsavable. He's wicked forever. He never will turn to righteousness. He never will praise God. He never will confess and believe. He believes, but he don't believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. But one day he's going to bow down on his crooked knees, and he's going to confess with his mouth that the Lord Jesus Christ is God Almighty in the flesh, saved souls to the utmost. Satan is on his last track. And the reason people don't want to read Revelation is because it tells you exactly what's going to happen to the unbelieving. the liar, the whoremonger, the sorcerers, the idolaters. The Bible said that all of them was cast into the lake of fire that burns with brimstone, and there will be gnashing and gashing of teeth. Why? Because you went to hell on your own religion. And religion don't have no blood sacrifice. Denominations don't have no blood sacrifice. The Pope don't have no blood sacrifice. The bishops and the popes and the cardinals and the preachers don't have no sacrifice. The only sacrifice that can save your soul from a devil's hell has been washed in the blood of the Lamb. The majority of the world is lost. I said the majority of the world is lost. Well, where is that, Brother Lazar? I ain't never read that in the Bible. Well, let me see if I can get something for you that can verify what I'm saying. In the 13th chapter, listen to this, the 13th chapter of Revelation, listen to what it says. The 13th chapter of Revelation. It says, and the beast which I saw was like a leopard, and his feet were like a bear, and his mouth the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. The leopard represents the Grecian Empire. The bear represents the Median Persian Empire. The lion represents the Babylonian Empire. And the dragon represents the devil that gave this beast, which is a symbolic of all the world empires that was before. Now they were going to exist in the spiritual realm of joining together, and the dragon would give him his power to and his seat to become controller of the whole round world. So the devil is going to use those ancient demonic demons that rule the old ancient empires and going to bring them forth to 2021. And they, well, let me tell you something. The devil's organized. The devil's organized. He got his stuff together. And he's just leaving people. And you can't outsmart the devil. You cannot live the devil. You cannot maneuver the devil. The devil got control of mankind because men reject Jesus Christ. And the only way you can escape the clutches of Satan, you got to know Jesus Christ is your personal Savior. If you don't know him, he got you. Now listen what the third verse says. That, and I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death. This is Revelation 13:2-3. And I saw one of his heads, and it was wounded to death. And his deadly wound was healed. And all, good God, and all, A-L-L, and all, which means majority, not the minority, majority of the world wandered after the beast. Now, do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what the scripture is saying? The scripture is saying the majority of the world is lost. And they're lost because they are not knowledgeable of what the blood of Jesus Christ is all about. It's about salvation through him and him only. And only the blood of Jesus Christ can save souls. Only the blood of Jesus Christ is sanctified, that it can sanctify your soul, your heart, your mind, and your spirit. And if you are not saved and sanctified under the realm of Satan during the middle part of the tribulation, because in the middle part of the tribulation is a miracle going to be done that's going to shock the world. And I'm going to break it down to you right now. The miracle that's going to shock the world is that this Antichrist is going to be assassinated. He's going to be killed. He's going to be killed, and he's going to lay in the morgue. for 3 days and three nights, doing a duplicate of the birth, death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He's going to do a duplicate. The devil ain't nothing but a two-faced copycat. Copy all for God. That's all he can do. Copycat. God got some true preachers. The devil got some false preachers. God got true members, born-again believers, and the devil got fake members. Don't know nothing about salvation. Never experienced the power of God. Never known what the love of God is. Have a form of God, but they ain't got no power. So the devil got his plan, and the Lord got the saints. Because you can only be a saint through Jesus Christ. So Satan says, I'm going to do a miracle of the miracles. This Antichrist is going to be assassinated. It's going to be mourned over. People are going to cry about it. People are going to be shocked that he got killed. People are going to be mourned for at least 3 days because he's going to lay in the morgue probably in Jerusalem. He's going to be dead than a doughnut. He's going to be dead for 3 days and three nights, and the 3 days and three nights represent 3 days and three nights that Jesus Christ was in the heart of the earth. But at the same time, the devil, you hear what I said? I said the devil is going to be cast out of heaven from the first and second heaven. And by this Antichrist being assassinated, the dragon, the devil, old serpent, Beelzebub, will be cast out of heaven. Listen, he will be literally cast out of heaven through UFOs and unidentified flying objects that's getting ready to come to this earth because there's going to be an invasion. Invasion of demons coming to earth. They're coming. They almost here because they're influxing the TV screen. Nothing but horror movies. Walking Dead. Charms. The Breed. All kinds of weird movies and strange phenomenons are happening. Superheroes that's able to fly through the air, jump, and disappear and reappear. These demons are coming to this earth, and they can do the same thing. But now the world is getting programmed through the TV set, through all kinds of movies that men are playing. The devil is saying, I got to go down on earth, and I got to have a great plan to deceive many as I can. And he said, what I'm going to do, I'm going to be cast out because Michael is going to fight against Lucifer, the old red dragon, in the 12th chapter of Revelation. You read where the devil was cast out of heaven to earth. When he was cast out of heaven to earth, cast out to heaven to earth, he was cast out to heaven, to earth. When he was cast out from heaven to earth, guess what? This is what it said. He was cast out to heaven to earth. He would literally, diabolically, enter into the body of the Antichrist and literally raise him from the dead. He will bring him back to life. He will come out of the bottomless pit of hell and incarnate himself full-fledged demons. Devil will actually enter this Antichrist, and he shall stand up on his feet and claim himself to be God Almighty. And this is what the Bible says. This is what the Bible says. After he comes up back from the dead, he'll be a walking dead zombie. He'll be the devil, death itself. Listen to what it says. Listen. And also one of his head was wounded to death, and the dead wound was healed. And all the world wondered after his beast. And they worship. Here they go. They worship the dragon. They worship the devil. People are worshiping the devil today. They worship it by baby sacrifices. They worship it by sex orgies. They worship it by lying and cheating and whoremongering. They worship it by drugs. They worship it by alcohol. They worship it by having parties. They worship it by wife swapping. They worship it by incest in the family. They worship it by all the sins that the devil can conjure up. And they'll bow down to him, and they're going to bow down to this Antichrist. And they worship the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast, and who is able to make war with him? Now, check this out. What organization on this planet, what army can defeat the devil? What bomb can defeat the devil? What man can actually condemn the devil into hell? What man can control the devil, tell the devil exactly what to do, where to go? There's only one man. There's only one man that can conquer death, hell, and the grave. The only one man that can defeat the devil once and for all. And here the world is running after the beast. And who is able to make war with him and defeat him? And there was given to him, him a mouth. Here's that mouth that Daniel spoke of, speaking great things and blaspheming. And power was given to him to continue 42 months. The devil is going to persecute humanity for 42 months, for 1,260 days. The devil is going to slaughter the Christians and Jews during the time of the last part of the 3.5 years of tribulation. Nobody will be able to defeat him but one man, and that's the God man. That's the lily of the valley. That's the almighty God. That's the Lord of lords and the King of kings. That's the Alpha and Omega. That's the beginning and the end. That's the first and the last. Is the only one that's able to defeat the devil. And here's the world wandering after the beast. And it will be a great host of people that will follow the mark of the beast. And what is the mark of the beast? The mark of the beast is a computer chip. A lot of people don't want to say it is, but it's a computer chip that our society is already using and trying it out. It's a computer chip that will come in through the coronavirus. They want you to get a coronavirus shot. If you don't get it, you can't go overseas. If you don't get it, you can't go out. If you can't get it, that's what they're working up to until what? The mark of the beast. This is going to be demanded. It's going to be mandatory. And the Bible says, this is what the Bible says. And he opened his mouth and blasphemed against God to blaspheme his name. This is Satan. And his tabernacle is them that dwell in heaven. The devil is going to be cussing up a storm while he's on earth. The Antichrist is going to be cussing him, and he's going to be cussing against the tabernacle, which is in heaven. That's the saints of God, because he knows where they went. And he said, and it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship. And all, there's that all again, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names were not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundations of the world. Lord, have mercy. Look at this. If any man have ears, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. There here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. A location had two horns like a lamb and spake as a dragon. What's this? This is a false prophet. The false prophet is Pope Francis. I know you never hear nothing like this, but this is Bible. Pope Francis is a false prophet because he's false. False is a tin can. He's not preaching the gospel. He's preaching what? Doctrines of devils. Jesus Christ, it was necessary for Jesus Christ to die for humanity. The Pope said it was not necessary, but yet still he goes under the name of Jesus. He denies the unscriptural, divine word of God, where God speaks in the scriptures exactly. But this man, look, he got head horns like a lamb, but speaks as a dragon. So he got the identity of a lamb, but he's a part of the dragon system. And he exercised all power of the first beast, the dragon, before him, and caused the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. The deadly wound means that he was resurrected, and his deadly wound on his head was healed. And by that, the world was said that this man is God Almighty. Where did you get that at? The scripture says, in the book of Thessalonians, read these words like this. Praise God. This is what it said. 2 Thessalonians, 3rd verse. 2nd chapter, 3rd verse. It said, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. And that man of sin, the Antichrist, be revealed, the son of perdition, the devil perdition, to go to hell. But he's going to use this man's body and consider himself as being Jesus Christ. And he's the son of perdition, the man of sin, raw sin, dirty sin, lying sin. Oh, he ain't nothing but sin, sin, sin. Stinking, low-down, dirty, rotten sin. He's full of sin, and he's got people full of sin. And those that follow Satan will go and be down with Satan in hell itself. Who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God. So he calls himself above the God of heaven and every other God there is. This is what he said. Of that is worshiped so that he as God, set in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now, he said he don't sit in the temple. What temple? The temple that the Jews are planning to build now. Within the next year and a half to 2 years, they're planning to build a temple. And this temple is the temple in which the Antichrist was sitting. And he was sitting in it and called himself God. He was sitting in it because he wants to be over God. He was sitting in it because he think God is not going to judge him and the world, but he's going to do it, and he's going to be defeated by the Almighty Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in the last time? What's holding back the Antichrist? Let me tell you what's holding back the Antichrist. The wonderful, beautiful, sanctified church of the living God, the church that has been set apart from sin, is holding back the Antichrist. He cannot come as long as the church is here on earth. So in order for him to come, the church has to be removed. That's when the Holy Spirit and the saints of God will be removed from the earth, but the Holy Spirit will still be here, because during the time of tribulation, God still is going to save souls by the Holy Spirit, not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. And now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity does already work. Only who has now let it will let until he be taken out of the way. The church will be removed from the planet Earth. And and taken out of the way. When he is taken out of the way, the Antichrist will show his head in a diplomacy. He will be speaking great, sweet things to the people, what they want to hear. What they want to hear, they can only identify what really he is like until the middle of the tribulation, when he will be influxed and induced and reincarnated, and the devil will actually take possession of his body, and he will call himself to be God, to sit in the temple of God. The Bible says, and I saw great wonder, so that he maketh fire to come down from heaven. He's going to do miracles on the earth in the sight of men, and deceive them that dwell on earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beasts, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the womb by a sword and did what? And did kneel. They're going to make an image of the beast. And power was given to him, life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and call that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Those that refuse to bow down to the image of the beast will be beheaded. They will go to the guillotine. They will be put in coffins and put in the ground, and their heads will be on their body, cut off in the coffin. This is a plan that America is getting ready to do. They already got the guillotine. They already got the 800 FEMA camps. They already got the 600 train cars. They already got the fetters. They already got the place where they're going to do all this killing. And those that refuse this mark, refuse this Antichrist, they are going to be killed. That's Jews and Christians. And anybody that detests what the government and what America is getting ready to head into, she's heading into socialism. And socialism will break into a dictatorship-type government. Because socialism tries to say that we want to take care of everybody. And everybody come on the basis of having the same religion, worship the same God. Any God that they want to worship, just worship your God. Any sin you want to do, just go ahead and worship. The only thing that Satan requires is that you fall down and worship him by receiving. Wait a minute. This is what it says. He had power enough to give life to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and call that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causes all, here you go, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive in their right hand or in their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. And that means when you receive the mark of the beast, you are playing allegiance and bow down and worshiping the devil. You are a worshiper of Satan. Once you receive the mark, there's no backing up. Once you receive a computer chip in your hand or between your thumb and your forefinger or on your forehead, your soul is doomed forever. You will never be able to be redeemed, because inside of that computer chip is a virus. Y'all hear me? A virus that actually destroys the God conscious in your spirit, and you no longer will be able to repent or be sorry for your sin. You are totally damned forever under the influence of the Antichrist and the false prophet that will tell the world that they are God's sent and chosen. And these fallen angels that's flying all over the world today, spotted in all different parts of the country. These UFOs are demonic deities that has had communication with humanity already. And it's been going down through the years and decades and centuries. And since we're living in the day, a last day, there's going to be more coming out. There's going to be more seen. And the world is going to wonder what's going on. Are these aliens or demons? They are demons, raw demons, that's going to captivate the human race because the human race reject. They reject. They curse the cross. They blaspheme the cross. They blaspheme Jesus Christ. They're blaspheming Jesus Christ today. They are telling God Almighty, the Son of the living God, the merciful one, the kind one, the forgiving one, take your cross, take your blood, take your nail, take your garments, pick up your grave and get out of my way. I ain't thinking about no saving power, Jesus Christ. I ain't thinking about living money. I ain't thinking about giving my life to Christ. That's what people say, I'd rather have my fun and live the way I learn to die and go to hell. Well, but when you get to hell, my friends, it's going to be all fulfilling. It's going to be all for pain. You're going to be crying. You're going to be wailing. You're going to be gnashing of teeth. For one reason. One reason. Only one reason. You can go to hell over. And that is, you reject. You neglect. You procrastinate. You willingly refuse the gift of God's love and mercy to save you from an awful place that I cannot explain it. I cannot even contain it. I can't even think about it to see what the pain that you will have to go through because you were willing enough to tell God, I'll pay for my own sins. I'll pay for it. Just give me my dope. Give me my women. Give me my money. Give me my right to do what I want to do. Give me my lesbianism. Give me my homosexual. Give me my bisexual. Give my trans. Give it to me. I just don't give nothing about it. Now you tell God that, and the Lord has to shake his head because what he don't want to do, he going to have to do it. And that is let you drop in hell after he done gave you his very and only best substitute, death, to take your place on Calvary. And you told God, I don't want you to take my place, I'll take my own place. So the wages of sin is death, spiritual death. And spiritual death means separated from God forever, eternity. Never be able to come to him. Never be able to have mercy anymore. Never be able to get your sins forgiven. You would have to torment your sin with fire and brimstone. My friends, this is Watchmen on the Wall, End Time Radio Ministry. This is the internet time. This is the time that I'm Watchmen on the Wall, watching for your souls. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is on his way back. But before he ever hit this planet or step on the top of Mount Olivet, the false Messiah is here today, waiting for his time to come on the scene. And since the world is getting worse and worse and worse every day, people are telling other people, I wish somebody would come along and fix this. I wish somebody would do something about it. And somebody going to come up with a plan to fake a false hope. And the Antichrist is going to give the world a false hope and it's going to end up in death. So I'm telling you this afternoon, I don't hate nobody. I love every soul that can be loved. I warn every soul that can be saved. Don't go to hell. Don't go. Please don't go. Preacher, don't go. Deacon, don't go. Sister, don't go. Drug addict, don't go. Whoremonger, don't go. Don't go. Please don't go. Adultery, don't go. Idolatry, don't go. Don't go. You can't get out. No more mercy. No water breaks. No nothing. That's the only thing that you can do in hell. Listen, the only thing you can do in hell is wail and gnashing and gnashing and gnashing of teeth, where the worm never dies, where the flame never cease, just because you refuse to receive eternal redemption through the blood of Jesus Christ. He resurrected this morning from the dead 2,000 years ago. And he's soon to come back to judge the world in righteousness. Don't go to hell. The only thing you've got to do, the Bible says, confess with your mouth, believe with your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And the Bible says, thou shalt be saved from hell, death, and the grave. Please don't go. Repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, thou shalt be saved from your sins. Pray for me. I'll be back Wednesday evening, 9 o'clock. Watchman on the Wall, End Time, Internet Ministry, coming to you in the love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that is, that was, and that is to come. Behold, he coming with clouds, and every eye shall see him. May God bless you. May he keep you under the hollow of his wing. This is Elder G. Bazaar. Love you to the end. Hope to see you in the rapture. God bless.